You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to thank Professor Wold and all the organizers of the Highbridge Film Festival. This is the second time I've been able to be a juror for the festival. And it's my second time speaking here in Hughes. The first time was, I think, 2003. My son Peter was a student here at that time. And Peter graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree. And now he's living in our basement. No, not really. We don't have a basement. Peter's very successful. He works here in Lexington, Kentucky for an advertising agency. He's a creative director there, and he's doing great. I just wanted to share a few things. Last time I was here, I shared things about creativity. And how being creative reflects the image of God. In the very first verse in the Bible, in the beginning, God created. So I think that when we create, we reflect God's image. And that's what I talked about. And I thought, since it's been so long, I could just give the same talk. Because a lot of you probably weren't here at the time, maybe not even born at the time. So I rummaged through some boxes, and I knew I had a cassette recording of it. Voila! I found it! Problem is, I didn't have a cassette player anymore. Actually, this is not the tape. I couldn't find the tape either. But I thought it would be, you know, a nice little intro. How am I doing on time? Now, if I start to get too boring or preachy or something like that, you can heckle, you can boo, you can take a nap, whatever you want to do. It'll be over quick. It'll be soon. We're going to watch a film, so I only have to speak for a few minutes. Now, I don't know what your families talked about at the supper table. Here in Kentucky, they call it the supper table. Other places call it the dinner table. But at the supper table, I grew up in Tennessee, and our conversations around the table each evening, almost every, all the time, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we talked about artists. My dad was a painter, and we just love to talk about Rembrandt and Monet and Van Gogh. You have to say that like you've got something caught in your throat. Van Gogh. That was our conversation a lot of time. We talked about painting and painting techniques. As kids, there were five kids in my family, we were oil painting at the age of four with turpentine and paint thinners and stuff like that. So maybe that has something to say about how we ended up. But we ended up with five artists in the family, and my dad, when I was 13 years old, my dad decided to quit his day job and become a full-time artist. And he did that for a full-time painter. He did that till the end of his life, and he also taught art. Now, soon, other artists came into the conversation. Artists like Hitchcock and Spielberg and Alice Cooper. And so we were excited about those things. And for me, I was mesmerized, excited by making film. And I made my first film when I was 10 years old. And it was a 3.5 minute version of A Christmas Carol. The reason it was 3.5 minutes long is because that was the length and the time of a roll of Super 8 movie film. And So that was the length of the film. And there were like four ghosts in the film, and each one had a little bit, you know, almost a minute. So that was my first film, and then we started making films like vampire films and werewolf films and things like, you know, kids would make at the time. Bless you. Psalm 37 reads, "Delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart." Now, I want everyone to recognize that we're all wired differently. And we all have certain gifts. And I'm not talking about spiritual gifts. I'm talking about gifts of grace that God gives each one of us. And he gives those to us as part of the church and as part of the world even, so that each one of us contributes in a very specific and a very particular way. So I love art. My wiring inside of me, what the Lord gave me, was art. And I love music, and I love movies. And so when I was about 17 years old, I told my folks, "I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to go make movies." And my parents were like, my mom especially, she was like, "Oh," she says, "let us know when you get your name, you know, you work on something, and we'll make sure and watch it on television." They were very confident that something might happen. And I had some really hard times when I first got to Hollywood. It was not Tinseltown, really. It was rough. It was rough. And I soon ran out of money. And I was not following the Lord at the time. But thankfully, he was in Hollywood, too. So when I first got my job at Hanna-Barbera Studios, I met a guy named Peter Gullerud, and Peter and I became good friends, and he was a Christian, and I wasn't following the Lord. I'd been baptized when I was about 12 or 13 years old, but at this point in my life, I was just avoiding all things religious, I guess, except for my pursuit to make films. But Peter started praying for me, and he had other friends who were praying for me also. And I won't go into all the details, because I don't have time to do it, of how the Lord finally opened my eyes and caused me to realize that his word was true and he was trustworthy and that I could depend on him for my future. And one of the people that were praying for me later became Ellie DeRose, later became my wife. And we've been married 42 years. I didn't know her at the time. She didn't know me at the time, but she was praying for me by name before we ever met. And I think that's sort of an amazing thing. So we got married, and the very day back from our honeymoon, I walked into Hanna-Barbera Studios, and they said, "Oh, Barry, you're laid off. You don't have a job anymore." I'm like, "What? This is bad." And I drove back home, and it was about 11 o'clock in the morning, and I walked in the door, and Ellie says, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "They laid me off from work." And she said, "Oh, you'll find something." She's always been positive. She still is. "You'll find something." So I guess they had pity on me, and I guess someone told my supervisor there, "Hey, the dude just got married. You can't lay him off today, you know? He just got married." So I think they had pity on me, and they said, we got some work for you. Come back in tomorrow." So I stayed there for a while until I got the opportunity to go to Disney Studios. We're going to show a film here. And this is a film I've worked on it's taken from the scriptures. But I'm a big fan of music, a big fan of bluegrass music. I play bluegrass fiddle and mandolin. That is my hobby. It's not my profession. I'm not Chris Steele or anything. But there's a song that Bill Monroe wrote. Bill Monroe from Rosen, Kentucky, father of bluegrass music, called "My Last Day on Earth." It's a beautiful, haunting melody. No words. It's just a tune. And I thought, what an incredible title. And I guess it subconsciously got me to thinking, My last day, what is that like? What would that be like? And I thought of one character in the Bible whose last day and last hours was spent with Jesus. Two guys, really. But the thief on the cross next to Jesus. So I started putting this film together, an animated film. I'd been introduced to Jim Green of the Jesus Film Project, and this was years after my Disney career. And Jim championed the project, and I said, I want to tell the story of the thief, the repentant thief next to Jesus, but I want to tell it from his perspective, from his point of view. What would it have been like to be there? Now, this film is very gritty. It's very violent. And I apologize for those who have seen it before. I'm sure many of you have seen it before. But it's a little over 8 minutes long. And I think we can show that now. So you don't make a film like that on your own. Once we had done the storyboarding and the reels of the film, we found a studio in Tokyo, Studio 4C, amazing group of artists there, and a great animation director, Toshiyuki Kano, took over the film, and we just let it go. I just let it go to them. So it's, and the original language was in Japanese. They animated to Japanese. That's why the English looks out of sync, sort of the mouths. But they brought back something that was incredible and has been used. It's been translated now in over 250 languages and seen around the world and millions of views on YouTube and other places. So as you go out from this university and go out into the world, to find a place to work, to start your career, look for a place that has people you admire that work there. People that you hold at a very high level, the way we held artists at in our family as, you know, people that were just to be looked up to. Find people that you can admire and go to that place. Find that place. Thank you.